Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Ty Morgan. Ty, are you ready to do this?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's go. Ty is the director of Silent Guardian Angels, Inc. He is the founder of Infinite Planning, Inc. He is a financial freedom advocate. Excited to have you on. Ty, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely, George. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And I guess I can tell you a little bit about my background and backstory. I was raised in a small town in Alabama called Nantahala, Alabama, with about 94 people there. I was raised on a 80-acre family farm, and so kind of learned a little bit about physical work there. And I knew that wasn't my style, so I wanted to go off to college and get my degrees and kind of be able to educate people. So I went to play football at the University of West Alabama. I got a scholarship there, and after finishing up school, I went to the University of Alabama, where I got my master's in personal finance. Then after that, I got a good corporate job with Aldi and relocated down to Tampa, Florida. We've been here for 3 years, and it's great living in sunny Florida. And we have two children, and we're here today because God has blessed us, and we've been through some adverse times, and we can share that a little bit later on. And that's kind of why I do what I do with my work. That's a little bit about my background.
Nice. So a town of 94 people on an 80-acre farm. What was on the farm?
Yeah, so we just had, it was my grandfather's farm. I was passed down to him. He ran cattle. So he did about 40 to 80 heads of cattle. And then, we simultaneously raised pigs, chickens, just kind of a self-service farm. And then he had about 3 to 4 gardens at any given time that he would just grow and be able to feed the family instead of going to Walmart. He was Walmart. So yeah. Pretty cool stuff growing up.
For sure. For sure. When you're, and I apologize for asking you a bunch of questions about this, is it a function of, we're already doing this, why not throw some pigs in? Why not throw some chickens in there?
Yeah. I guess I've never really asked him his thought process. He's just a self-sufficient man. Anything that was on his farm, he pretty much built by hand himself. So I think, if he wanted chicken for dinner, I guess he was going to raise the chickens. If he wanted pork for dinner, why not? So it gave him options. So
yeah,
instead of just running to the grocery store, he had it on the farm.
Options are good. So, well, I know that the situation that caused you to start your nonprofit is a pretty scary and awful event. So if you don't mind sharing that, I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, absolutely. So Infinite Planning was founded actually due to my grandfather, too. He was actually at the age of 64, still working for money outside of his farm to be able to take my grandma on a vacation. He was injured while cutting down trees. And so, I had my master's in personal finance. I was working a corporate job. And I said, if I can prevent other families from, financial illiteracy incidents, I'll do that. So I founded Infinite Planning and began working on that. And we got that up and running and became a financial coach using Infinite Planning. And as I was going through and creating that business, we got pregnant with our second child, Brayson. And Brayson, at about 3 or 4 months in utero, got diagnosed with bilateral renal agenesis. And what that means in common language, because I didn't know what it means at first, was complete absence of kidneys and the bladder. And why that's important is because in utero, the kidneys produce urine, which is the amniotic fluid in utero, and babies swallow the amniotic fluid, and that develops their lungs and helps everything develop. So because he didn't have kidneys, he wasn't able to produce the amniotic fluid, and that is a 0% survival rate. And so before 2020, there was no possibility for these children to live, but there's actually a new trial created in 2020 called the RAF trial. And that was at a couple locations throughout the U.S., and we had to go through a lot of testing, but we were able to get accepted. And we moved to Baltimore, Maryland at Johns Hopkins, and my wife underwent 25 AMNIO infusions. And what that means is they got a needle about 7 or 8 inches long. They filled it with saline solution, and they did, you know, they sterilized everything. But then they went in and they put the needle into the utero sac, and they filled the amniotic fluid into Brayson's utero sac. And that's what was his amnio fluid. So that's what he swallowed and made his lungs. And then after 25 of those, he was born on January 21st, 2021. And there's a lot of medical needs for children without kidneys and a bladder. And so the main thing is the peritoneal dialysis catheter. And that's placed in his abdomen, and that acts as his kidneys. And in his case, the catheter had a ton of problems, and we ended up having to have 14 surgeries related to that catheter not functioning properly. And so that's why we started Silent Guardian Angels, just to focus on developing a new peritoneal dialysis catheter for infants, so that the more children that are born with conditions with their kidneys, they won't go through as many problems as our son Brayson did. So that's the main reason we've done that, and while we're focusing on that, because we want to help future families that are going through impossible circumstances.
And how is he doing now?
He was in the NICU for 225 days, and the little guy got to come home on my wife's birthday. So he's been home for a little over a month now, and he's rocking and rolling and doing really well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, man. I've got two kids, and I just can't even imagine going through that experience. So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, he's a blessing to be here. So we have learned to be nephrologists and nurses all in the same as while being parents. So
right.
Definitely an experience.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of new learnings going on. Well, awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing that story. So a couple of obviously really, really tough, traumatic experiences with your grandfather getting disabled, and then your experience with Brayson. Try to transition this to making financial decisions. Why do you think it is that we as human beings aren't very good at proactively making good financial decisions? It takes like a hitting rock bottom or a bad event to actually spring us into sort of waking us up.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes into if nothing is wrong, I mean, everything's good. I mean, I know that from my perspective until my grandfather here, that had a corporate job doing really well. And I was just like, you know what? Everything's good. What do I have to worry about? I mean, you know, I have the money coming in, so there's no need to think about it until a dramatic event happens and it just kind of opens your eyes. I mean, I don't wish that on anyone. But just proactive, I think it takes more work. And that's a lot of the problem, which a lot of it is not actual work. It could be, you know, and maybe we look at it the wrong way. If we do it right, it's fun. If you do financial literacy right.
Yeah, and really, really anything from a make myself better standpoint. You have an athletic background. You look like you're still a pretty athletic guy. There's something about you that motivates you to do the things you need to from a nutrition and an exercise standpoint, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So I've just kind of naturally always been motivated to try to be good and take care of myself, because I know if I'm not taking care of myself, you know, I can't function at a high level. So. That's just something that's in me, and that's personal. I'm not a nutritionist or exercise coach by any means, but I do try to take care of myself.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I think that's kind of an important thing right there, right? Like, you don't need to be an expert in these things. You just need to have a little bit of guidance and understand, okay, here's the things I need to be doing on a consistent basis, and then maybe a little bit of support to get going, and then to keep it going. And when it comes to you helping people with their finances, it's probably not dissimilar, right? Is it a function of helping people to sort of cut through a lot of the noise and finally make decisions about things and get started? How do you think about that?
Yeah, so that's a good point. And a lot of it comes down to, are people willing to open their mind and hear things differently? And it's all, also, there's no like, when I go to help someone, there's no like, you know, cookie cutter XYZ, these are steps you need to take. There are steps in different areas of someone's life you need to take, but most of it's kind of like, okay, where do you want to be in life and why? And then helping them get to those steps and making sure they're on the right track that has certainty involved in the plan. So that's kind of a big thing for people is certainty. So I know, you know, with my job, I thought there was a lot of certainty in that, you know, it's a corporate position, but then the condition with my son comes along and the corporation wasn't able to transfer me. So if I had not started working on my businesses beforehand, I wouldn't be able to financially support And I would just always tell people to be aware of, you know, where you want and how you get there, and to find someone, you know, nutritionist or an exercise coach that I work with, to make sure that I'm on track. So it's always good to have a coach in your life.
Yeah, for sure. So this notion of certainty, I totally agree. I think that that's something that we all definitely want. How do we find that with our finances?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, so one thing that I stumbled upon after I got my master's in personal finance, did the whole CFP course. And that's what my master's is in. And I just didn't like the idea of retirement plans and all that. So I looked into outside of Wall Street means, and I stumbled across the infinite banking concept. And that's one of the main pillars that I teach on. And the infinite banking concept is with a specially designed whole life insurance policy. And the reason I say it's certain is because it has a column that is guaranteed in those illustrations. And that's designed by actuaries. And if you look at actuarial math, 99.9% of the time, they're going to be spot on. And if a policy is designed right throughout, you know, the course of its life, for every dollar you put in, you're going to get $1.10 back to use down the road. And also, because it's a life insurance policy, there's the added benefit of death benefit. Throughout your life, you're protected and you're building your own banking systems with that policy. And every dollar that you put in certain is guaranteed to be in that policy. So that's a big thing with certainty in finance for me personally.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody put it quite that way. For every dollar you put in, you get $1.10 back.
Yeah, so that's what a specially designed policy. It's not, you can't go to like State Farm and just say, hey, I want to do a whole life insurance policy. It's not the way it works. It has to be someone that's trained and knows how to design them, because there's some intricate details that need to be set up there on those policies.
Got it. But that is the expectation, for lack of a better term, or the certainty of it, that if I put in, you know, $100, I'll get $110 back at some point down the road.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
And how do you think about time horizon with a policy like that?
Yeah. So a lot of it, obviously, it's life insurance. There's going to be, your health is going to be involved. But we say, when we're typically looking at these, between year and 7 and 10 is really when it picks up in the efficiency. So the first 6 to 7 years, we call the capitalization period. It's like, for anyone, if you want to go start a business, you're going to have to put capital in, and you're not going to be able to expect to use that capital for a couple of years until, you know, it's returning your investment ROI on it. So about year 7 to 10 is when you really see the efficiency pick up in those policies. Like for my policies, at year 10, I think I put in, you know, I'm just going to spitball a number here. I think it's about around 20,000, and there'll be, you know, 40,000 available to use after putting that 20,000 in. Just an example off of my personal policies currently.
Sure. So that's just a function of, based on somebody's personal situation, their age and their health and insurability and all that stuff.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. So there's some outside variables, but, and with the certainty and infinite banking concept, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of switching your thinking and wanting to do it and taking accountability for your money. So that's a big switch I had to make personally. I used to just depend on the corporation, put it into my corporate 401k, and just hope my money was going to go up and be there for me one day. And then going through bracing circumstances and trying to use we went through our emergency funds and used different things. We're like, okay, like I really don't have control of this money and I need to find a way to get control of the money. So
yeah, control and access and all those things. And kind of to your point at the top, talking about how things are pretty good right now, right? Why would I be thinking about something bad happening? And then something bad happens and it causes you to sort of rethink things and question why we do certain things. So I appreciate that. When people are having a hard time, we talk about the importance of changing our thinking. Is it a function of or a matter of that this is just something that they've not thought about or heard of before?
Yeah, that could be it. So I know for me, I had never heard of it until I got introduced to it. And then it actually took about 6 months of action between reading, studying, and doing different things to open my mind to it, because I was really closed off to it at first. So the first thing is, you know, getting it out into people's hands. And the second thing, it does require action on your part. So you have to be willing to take the action to be able to learn it and open your mind as well. So that's what I would say to that point.
Nice. I appreciate that. Well, Ty, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say the difference-making tip I'd recommend is to not give up on anything, and especially going through our circumstances, is to never give up, and you can push through anything if you just put your mind to it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on. Don't give up. You can make it through just about anything. And in your case, I can't imagine doing anything that was probably more difficult. So amen on that, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have two different websites for financial coaching. It's infiniteplanning.org. You can go to schedule a call there. Or also we have our nonprofit, silentguardianangels.com. If you know of someone that needs assistance or you yourself need assistance during impossible circumstance, the team and I are ready and available to serve you. So just let us know.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Ty your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to infiniteplanning.org and silentguardianangels.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Ty.
Thank you so much, George. It's a pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.